Welcome to the Two Brothers and Their Sports Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Arif.
And I'm your other co-host, Darsh.
And today on the show, we have two NFL segments to get to. We're going to start off by talking about the New York Jets season and unfortunate loss of their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, on the Monday night victory, a crazy victory against the Buffalo Bills. We're going to be talking about what that means for his retirement plans and for the Jets season. We're also going to be doing our weekly segment, Two Bros, Two Picks, where each of us, Arsh and I, give you two players that we think must be rostered and potentially started that are available in over 50% of ESPN fantasy football leagues. This is our first of the year. We missed week one, but here we are with week two. But let's get started with Aaron Rodgers. Arsh, talk to us about that situation, what you think that means for them.
Yeah, so Aaron Rodgers' season as a Jet lasted 70 seconds. Didn't even get to complete a pass, and boom, he's down. So obviously a freak injury. The play wasn't designed to be like that. You know, they had high hopes for him this season. He even told Garrett Wilson after the injury, "Sorry, kid," at halftime. You know, that kind of thing where they had very high hopes for this guy and him on the new team. And they traded a lot for him. And it just is unbelievable that a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, who's been able to avoid a lot of big injuries and come back from them very, very fast and still be great, to suffer an ACL injury at the very back end of his career. So I think this is really unfortunate for the Jets. Still think that they're going to have a productive season. They've got very good pieces around them, and they've got a good defense, and especially their offense is amazing. Lots of young players, and they do still have Zach Wilson, who I do think is getting hated on a little bit too much. He's still a pretty good quarterback for his age. He could definitely develop. Do I ever think he's going to be a Pro Bowler? No. But do I think he could be a pretty good quarterback, especially this year? Absolutely. So I like that. It's just really unfortunate, and this is kind of just sports. This just is the worst thing to happen to a guy who at this stage in his career, and it just happened. It's just luck.
Yeah, definitely incredibly unfortunate for the New York Jets in this Monday night loss to the Buffalo Bills. But I want to talk about the storyline, and I'll get to Aaron Rodgers in a little bit. But just for that game, on 9/11, obviously a very historic day, the New York Jets against the Buffalo Bills, two New York-based teams, even though the Jets are in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and obviously come together, have a state in the same stadium, almost gets canceled because the rain or delayed. Then they come out, Aaron Rodgers last 70 seconds, four plays, misses his first pass. Then they fall behind. And then Xavier Gibson, undrafted free agent, gets a punt return touchdown in overtime. The first time the Jets touch the ball in overtime. So absolutely crazy script, if you want to call it, by the NFL. But that was such an exciting game to watch. Now, for Aaron Rodgers, definitely unfortunate. I think that he is going to come back. He talked about it, how he already talked about on the Pat McAfee show and publicly, not on the show, that he doesn't think this is going to affect his retirement plans. He obviously had the darkness retreat, was away for close to a week, reflecting on himself, his football abilities. I do not think he's going to retire, especially after coming back from that and not even playing a full quarter of football. So I think he's definitely going to come back for the Jets. The Jets are banking on him coming back, which I think is a good thing. I think it's going to come to fruition. But for the Jets this season, you talked about it, top five defense in the NFL, arguably the best cornerback duo or secondary in the NFL. One of the best defensive lines. Bryce Huff is a very, very, I think he's a deep guy on their roster, but he could be a starter on most NFL teams. Then their offense is great. We know. I think Garrett Wilson is still going to take the sophomore leap. Just won't be as crazy as we expected it to be with Aaron Rodgers, a four-time NFL MVP. But I think that Zach Wilson could help him surpass 1,100 yards as he did last year. And I think that Zach Wilson could be serviceable due to that jump. He has Alan Lazard, who has played seasons with Aaron Rodgers. He has Randall Cobb, who's a seasoned veteran. He has the offensive line that was with Aaron Rodgers' cadence and knew what Aaron Rodgers was going to do. Worst comes to worst, Zach Wilson becomes Aaron Rodgers here and does his best to impersonate him. Doesn't play well, but I think the Jets season is still going to be fine. They're too good of a team not to be good. Breece Hall, two rushes, was already over 100 yards in his first game back from the Achilles or ACL tear in week 7. Dalvin Cook touched the ball, I think, close to 15 times, had a pretty good game, and not in terms of fantasy, but in terms of real life. So I think that that whole team all around is just too good. It's like the Broncos, except with a better team and a worse quarterback. But I think that it's still going to be fine. Zach Wilson, I'm in terms of Zach Wilson versus Russell Wilson, and you could say they're close to the same level. But I think that Zach Wilson could definitely take this team close to playoff contention. I think they could easily finish second or third in this division. I think it's going to be Bills or Miami, 1 and 2, and the Jets could easily finish 3. I think they do beat out the Patriots, and I think they could be fighting for a playoff spot if Zach Wilson plays close to his peak form.
Yeah, so I agree. I think that they could very well be very close to a playoff spot, a playoff team, but they also could be a lot worse than that. I think 3 to 4 wins is the absolute lowest that this can go with Zach Wilson at the helm. And we've seen him just get torn apart by defenses. I like him. I think he'll develop still a lot more than he is right now, but we've seen him get torn apart. We've seen backups have to come in. We've seen the interest that the Jets are like the interest that quarterbacks are having towards the Jets because of that situation. Could they pick someone up? Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see. But I think with Zach Wilson at the helms, floor 3 to 4 wins, ceiling close to if not a playoff team. Yeah, I'm gonna start and choose this same player for the second week straight, which we don't do a lot. It's gonna be Josh Downs. We're going by sleeper here. And in sleeper, he's rostered by only 10% of leagues. He scored more points than he was projected last week, which I told you he would. And this week he's projected 8.25 points against the Houston Texans, who don't have a great defense. Derek Stingley is not going to be matched up against him for most, if not the entire game. And he played great. Last game, he played 57 of their 72 snaps. He had 3 receptions for 30 yards on 7 targets. He had a great, he just had a great game. Yes, it didn't all fall exactly where he wanted to, but throwing a touchdown there, throwing a couple more catches, and this is a real good receiver. So Josh Downs for the Indianapolis Colts has to be my first pick as a wide receiver.
Yeah, so for my first selection, I'm going to go a weird position that is oddly in, or not oddly, but is in need in fantasy, but I rarely pick. It's tight end. I'm going to go with the number one point scorer at tight end last week. He's currently ranked at number one because obviously it was week one. Had 16.6 points. For the New England Patriots, it's Hunter Henry. He has one of the best in the last few seasons and in week one, he has one of the best matchups here playing Miami, a team that has always struggled to guard the tight end, defensive or opposing tight ends. Hunter Henry had 6 targets, 5 catches, 56 yards, and a touchdown. He was targeted in the red zone like most of the time. He's one of Mac Jones's main targets as a big body receiver. We've seen what he can do with the Los Angeles Chargers was a top 7 tight end that season. Now, I'm not saying he's going to get back up to there, and I'm not saying he's going to remain at number one, which he is right now. But I do think if you need a pick, if you like need to sub in a tight end, or if you play the waiver wire for tight end for the tight end position, I think that with the injuries you've had so far and with the uncertainty you have with guys that are questionable, I think that you could easily pick up Hunter Henry, start him. Very good matchup, a guy that gets fed the ball a lot by Mac Jones. And an offense that has shown the want and ability to throw the ball. And we've seen that Kendrick Bourne had a great game. Hunter Henry had a great game. Ramondre Stevenson had a great receiving game. And usually they're going to be playing from behind, which means they're going to be throwing the ball a lot. So I like Hunter Henry in week two, especially off the lineup. I mean, especially off the opposing matchup.
Yeah, that's a good pick. And then my final pick is going to be another wide receiver. That's 4 straight receivers for me. Got to be changing it up. But there's not a lot of great guys on waivers right now. One guy that is, and he's a great player, is Tutu Atwell. I picked him up the week before last, knowing that he would be the wide receiver too. Cooper Kupp's on IR, and it looks like Puka Nacua, the rookie out of, I believe, BYU, is going to make
Yep.
his way onto the injured list as well. He was amazing last week, and he's going to be injured. So Tutu Atwell had 119 yards off of 6 receptions. He's a big play guy. He had 17.9 points in PPR leagues. And the next guy up, the only guy standing in his way is now injured as well. This guy's going to go off against the San Francisco 49ers. I know they have a great defense, but Seattle's corners are not bad either, and they got torched. I do think it's possible that he has a great game, and even if he does not have that kind of numbers in yards, he may be able to grab 1 or 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, the deep threat for the Rams is a very good pick. I don't like the fact that Puka Nacua is hurt. I picked him up off waivers last week. I lost week one, so I had number one waiver wire in terms of points and record, unfortunately. But I was able to get secure Puka Nacua. The problem is he popped up on the injury report Thursday, oblique strain, which is one of the hardest injuries to come back from, especially because you need it for everything you do as a receiver. So I think Tutu Atwell is a very good pick, and especially the way Matthew Stafford looked in week one could be good. My second guy is RB8, was RB8 in week one as a rookie from the Chicago Bears, 17.5 points last week. Most of them coming on a touchdown where there was he rushed 5 for 20 and a touchdown, but he had 7 targets in week one, 6 catches for 35 yards on a Bears team that is constantly looking to throw and run the ball. And I think Roshon Johnson could be that guy. We saw that Khalil Herbert, I know he was great last year with serving as the RB2 or in a committee behind David Montgomery. And he's more explosive. He's kind of like a mini Tony Pollard. However, the Bears are unwilling to use him. They don't want to make him the RB1 and a workhorse. So either Roshon Johnson is going to be in a committee or he takes over as the RB1 as a rookie. I think that could be really good with his receiving work in PPR formats. That could be really rewarding. Now, this week they're playing a Tampa Bay front that allowed an okay, they an av like they're middle of the pack in terms of run defense the past few years. They've been better like before that, but they've gotten worse as the years have gone on. I do think that Roshon Johnson, especially they're probably going to be playing from behind the Chicago Bears are due to the fact that the way that Baker Mayfield looked in week one, the way Mike Evans and Chris Godwin played in week one, and that whole defense was pretty good, but against the run, they were not. So I think Roshon Johnson could get yards early in terms of rushing. Maybe some touchdown upside there was the only running back to score a touchdown on the Bears roster. And I do think that he could also get work in the receiving game if they do end up falling behind. I get he's only projected 5.4 points. I get he's only rostered in 28% of leagues. But this is a guy that even if you don't pick up and start at your flex, you could stash him. I have him on my bench. And I do think that over the course of the season, it could be rewarding picking him up early now and waiting it out and seeing him blossom into the player that we heard so much about in training camp. So my first pick this week is Hunter Henry, tight end for the New England Patriots. Second pick is Roshon Johnson, Chicago Bears running back, who I think could be very good in the future and later this season.
And my two picks are number one, Josh Downs, wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. And number two, it is Tutu Atwell, the wide receiver for the Los Angeles.